Ladies and gentlemen, right now, before I introduce our guest, I am going to play a song that you are very familiar with. I don't think I understand a word of that. Ginny Arnell. Ginny, you're on the phone. Could you explain? What was that?
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I am fine, but what was that?
That was fun to hear again after so many years. We had a lot of fun with Dumbhead. It was a big hit overseas and in Asia as well. And, you know, they speak English as well as their home language, and they asked me if I would be nice enough to record that in Japanese. And I thought, what? And MGM was very good about sending a tutor from the Berlitz School of Languages over, and she was a Japanese lady with the kimono and the beautiful hair, and she taught me how to sing it phonetically. So it was very exciting, and I think it came out okay. I don't know if it's word for word as the American version, but it sure is nice to listen to.
Well, actually, if you listen to it, the chorus in the background, they're still singing in English, Dumbhead, Dumbhead.
Well, what we did was we dubbed over the music.
Right.
So they have the track already, and all I had to do was go into the studio in New York and sing over it in the Japanese.
Thank you so much, Mick Patrick, for sending me the Japanese version of Dumbhead. Ginny, a pleasure to have you on the show. I understand that this is the first radio interview that you have done in the 21st century.
Yes, it is, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
And I am so thrilled. Okay, we're going to talk about a record that came out before you were Ginny Arnell, the solo recording artist, a record you did under the name of Jamie and Jane. You were not Jamie and Jane. You were just Jane. Who was Jamie?
Jamie was Gene Pitney.
Gene Pitney before he became a star.
Yes. His manager and my manager got together and thought it would be a great thing to pair us up and have a duet. And his manager, Marty Kugel, at the time also managed the Five Satins. So he handled Gene Pitney and the Five Satins. And my manager, Merwin Brochin, from New Haven area as well, was a good friend of Marty's. And so we did that. Got together and made a few singles, and it was wild. It was really great.
Now, I have one question. The one we're going to play is called Strolling Through the Park, by the way. My question is, you could have easily called yourself Ginny and Gene or Gene and Ginny, but instead you chose the name Jamie and Jane. Was there any reason that you decided to use that instead of your real names?
We didn't choose it. Our managers chose it. So it sounded good. It flowed well. And, you know, being young kids and raring to get that recording going, we said that sounds great to us. So we were Jamie and Jane.
It's actually Gene Pitney and Ginny Arnell strolling through the park.
Strolling, strolling, strolling through the park. Strolling, strolling, strolling through the park.
We met in the park and strolling in the moonlight.
There in the park, the moon was so bright. We fell in love, strolling through the park that night. I held you so near and looked in your eyes.
Then it was clear that this was paradise.
We fell in love, strolling through the park that night.
The tall trees swaying in the evening breeze, the pale moon shining high above.
I would hold you close and gently squeeze. This was it, this was it, this was really love. I kissed you and then I held you so tight.
Kiss me again. I can say good night.
We fell in love, strolling through the park last night. Strolling, strolling, strolling through the park.
Good night, Jane.
Good night, Jane.
Who knew what a big star Gene Pitney was going to become?
He was wonderful and very talented to work with.
And so sadly missed.
Definitely.
We're going to move to your first MGM single. I want to say a shout out to Wes Smith. Hiya, Wes.
Hi, Wes.
And thank you for sending me this so I could play it on the show. Wes is a big Ginny Arnell fan. He's been saying for the last 3 years, Ronnie, you got to get Ginny Arnell. So there you go. Okay. That's for you, Wes. We got Ginny Arnell, and for all of your friends as well, and all the Ginny Arnell fans throughout the world. Your very first single was a song called I'm Crying Too. Anything you could tell us about this particular one?
No, just that it was written especially for me. And we went into the studio with a very nice orchestra, and it was a great sounding song. So let's let everyone hear it.
Sound effects in that record, like little swirling sound effects in the background. I'm Crying Too, Ginny Arnell. Like that song.
Thank you. I can remember all the sock hops and record hops we went to promote that song.
That must have been fun.
It was. We would travel by car up and down the East Coast, and we would just visit all the schools and all the towns that the DJs were promoting records for, and we would just sing our hearts out.
Singing her heart out on Dumbhead is what you're going to hear next. Dumbhead. Question about this song. When you were presented with a song called Dumbhead and you heard the lyrics or you looked at the lyrics, what was your reaction to it, to have to sing a song about how you were born with a peanut for a brain?
Well, at first I turned around and I said to my manager, I said, I'm not so sure about this song. I don't like calling myself a dumb head, especially, Ron, since I had just graduated from high school with high honors, and I thought, oh, my goodness, how can I call myself a dumb head and feel good about it? But everybody in the room chuckled, and they said, it's just a song, just music, just fun. And, you know, when we recorded it and with the kazoos in the background and all, it was fun. It really came out really good, and would you know, it's my biggest seller.
Before we play it, I understand that you performed this song on American Bandstand, and you had a rather unusual experience.
Yes. Well, first of all, being on American Bandstand with Dick Clark was a thrill. And I can remember being in position to do the song, and the camera was right in my face, and I'm ready to sing the song and open my mouth, and out comes Bobby Rydell. Wild One. They played the wrong record, and I opened my mouth, and I just smiled because there was nothing else I could do. Well, Dick Clark said, whoa, 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 wait a second. And everybody laughed, and he corrected it, and we just went right on with Dumbhead.
Well, I'm going to play it right now, I think, unless I inadvertently play Bobby Rydell. We're going to hear Dumbhead.
Talk about an embarrassing moment.
Yes, we just, yeah, that it certainly is, yes, okay. I hope it's Dumbhead. Let's see if it is. Actually stood up for you today. Actually, somebody said, you know, Ginny Arnell, dumb head, she doesn't have half a brain. But I stood up for you. I said, I know Ginny Arnell, and I can tell you she does have half a brain.
She doesn't have a peanut for a brain, right?
But not a peanut.
Right.
Okay, I am Ronnie Allen. We're going to go to He's My Little Devil right now. Was that the next single?
Yes, we went to Nashville and we recorded an album there. And that will always be one of my special memories. We were able to use the Jordanaire singers and all the backup players, instrumental people from Elvis Presley's records because they were studio artists, so we got to use all of the same people he used. So it's like everybody you saw playing guitar, piano, Floyd Kramer, Chet Atkins was on my album as well, so it really was a thrill.
We're going to listen to it right now. This is Ginny Arnell, He's My Little Devil.
He gets in trouble at the drop of a hat. My mom and dad always remind me of that. They say he's not for me, but I know we were meant to be. Me and my little devil, I love him. Talking about my little devil. He's not the sweetest boy that I ever knew. When it comes to making love, I'm telling you. He's got them all, believe me, it's true. He's my little devil, I love him. Talking about my little devil.
Devil. There are a lot of devil songs, and there are a lot of angel songs, and that was a devil song. Nice song. Everybody seems to like that song, too.
Yes, we did quite a few nice country western type records, and that was one of my favorites.
Hence one of my favorites as well. We're going to move to a song called Yesterday's Memories, another one of your MGM releases.
Yes, it was, and also recorded in Nashville, and I think this was the first record I did some talking on, so that was new to me as well.
Did you have to do this in more than one take? Because generally, if you have talking, and if you're not C.W. McCall, you probably have to do it in more than one take.
Well, we did take more than one take in order to get it like the producer wanted it, but it went pretty smoothly. We didn't have to do too many.
We're going to listen to it right now. This is Ginny Arnell and Yesterday's Memories.
The place where we used to part, just like always, it was still and dark, but it was a little too much. Oh, where we used to go, and I waited for our favorite booth, the one we always sat at not too long ago. But when I sat down, tears began to fall.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday's Memories. And that was Ginny Arnell. Good song. Very good.
It seemed just like yesterday, Ron. It did.
Nice song. There's a lot of songs out there that bring back memories, nostalgia, and everything. Nostalgia will never get old.
I agree.
Ginny Arnell, I can't thank you enough for doing this particular show with me and your first interview, as I say, in the 21st century. It is such a pleasure having you on the show. Let me close by asking you two questions. Number one, how long did your show business career last?
Well, I actually started performing at 11 years old, and I had gotten married at 24, and I left the business at that time. I now have two grown children and my husband and two grandchildren. And I am a salesperson for a crystal company, Princess House Crystal. So I do have a busy, full life, but I am very grateful for having the experience to be a performer and to make records. It's been wonderful. It's been a wonderful ride.
Well, I thank you for taking us on part of that ride tonight, and I want to wish you continued success. You're living in Connecticut right now?
Yes, I am, in East Haven, Connecticut, where I was born.
Well, you are, to me, there's something about you as a singer that goes beyond just the songs. And even though your career was short, it was a wonderful career.
It was, and I just want to make mention that I am very grateful to have the fans out there that still want to hear these records. I just love each and every one of you, and thank you so much for your support through the years.
Thank you, Ginny, for joining me on the show. We're going to conclude with a song co-written by Neil Sedaka and Howie Greenfield. Mr. Saxophone, was this written for you?
Yes, it was. Neil used to come and spend the weekends at my home. He was promoting his records at the time, and he and his dad used to come down and spend the weekend, and he wrote the song for me.
We're going to listen to it right now. It's going to close off our show. Please join me next week, everybody. Ronnie Dove and Kathy Young will be my live-by-phone guests. This is Ronnie Allen.
Say goodnight, Ronnie.
Good night, Ronnie. Good night, Ginny.
Good night, Ronnie.
With me.
The end of the show. However, I have a bonus track by Ginny Arnell. This is the one you heard a little bit of at the beginning of the show. Now you're going to hear it all the way through. Here is Ginny Arnell with the Japanese version of Dumbhead.
Watch out.